O'clock, our fortnightly chat with Juliet Maguire about cars. And good afternoon, Juliet. You're talking this afternoon about a car the existence of which I was unaware until this morning, the Mitsubishi Xpander.
Yes, John, it's quite new, certainly in South Africa. It's not new in Indonesia. I think it was a couple of years back that it launched. But I feel bad for the segment because it tends to be a sort of Uber, or if you want to call it like, you know, hailing cab sort of segment. It's a 7-seater budget car, so the likes of a Toyota Avanza or Suzuki Ertiga or Honda BRV. And so many people disregard them because I suppose people have a bit of an image when they want to drive a car, so they don't want to feel like, you know, someone's going to hail them or pull them over thinking that they're Uber. But I have to say, this Mitsubishi Xpander, I was so pleasantly surprised by. I think it's got a little bit more, like, zhuzh to it, if you will, than the others, which are quite bland. And what Mitsubishi have done, have tried to make this look a bit more like an SUV than an MPV. And I think that they've succeeded. I think it looks quite nice. It's quite sort of edgy and styled well. And, I mean, look, it's budget. So it's got all the, I would say, standard features that you need, in the sense you've got Bluetooth and the aircon and the electric windows and everything. But it does, obviously, then always is going to feel a bit budgety because you're spending about 300,000 Rand for a car that has 7 seats and all the space. But apart from that, I find it to be a far better option than the others at the moment. I think probably because it's new as well, so it holds that sort of novelty. The only letdown, and this isn't just the Xpander, but this in particular, it's got a 1.5-litre engine, naturally aspirated. So not from a power point of view that I think a car like this should be, you know, at all powerful in any way, but if you're going to be carrying 7 passengers and or potentially a lot of luggage, you don't want them screaming as you try merge onto the highway, thinking that they're going to be hit by another car, which is my sort of experience with it. It just doesn't have the sort of... they all need a turbocharger or something. So you put your foot down and you go, instead of sort of being quite slow and constantly having to be lugged into the slow lane the whole time. So
is it really as bad as that? I mean, you have confessed to us about the the itchy nature of your accelerator foot.
So to be fair, yes. I mean, I've got a bit of a heavy foot, and therefore my fuel consumption is always higher. But
if you think about the person who's in the market for a 7-seater, they tend not, again, I'm making a generalization here, the truth of which I have no idea about, but I would think that they're not the kind of person that are looking for performance, you know, to be able to zip in and out of traffic at high speed.
No, absolutely not. And I sort of had this in mind. For me, it was more actually when I'm going up to a circle, and there's two models to choose from. It's a manual or an automatic. And I was driving an automatic, which is a 4-speed auto with this sort of little bit of power. So it's sort of one of those things that when you put your foot down, there's that delay before you sort of get into the circle. So it's, if you want to take that gap, you know, you sort of have to really make sure that you know what you're doing before you, or, you know, make sure you can do it. It's little things like that. I think once you're driving it, as you say, the person driving this, especially if you are a people carrier sort of driver, you're going to hopefully be driving quite safely and quite responsibly. And also, it does mean that your fuel, I mean, the fuel consumption on this is sort of 7 liters, but I was sitting at 6.8, which is unheard of. I'm never lower than the claimed fuel consumption. But there is, I know. But I was trying to drive responsibly and like an Xpander driver would drive. But like I said, that's the only thing I would think that someone would consider if they're wanting to take this for a test drive. Don't expect it to, you know, if you're going to go on a road trip with your family, you know, you're not going to be pulling any overtaking maneuvers, which isn't necessary that you're a fast driver or anything. It's just that sometimes you need to get past a truck. And you wouldn't be doing that on an incline in this.
I've just been having a look at it on the Mitsubishi Motors South African website, and I think it's quite a nice-looking car.
Yeah, it is. I think it looks – so that's like the only thing. But if that's not an issue for somebody, I think it's fantastic. I think it's the versatility of it, because, look, with all 3 seats up, the boot is really tiny. But if you can fold those rear seats back flat – And then they all fold sort of 60-40. So if you've got three passengers and a bit of weird luggage, you can sort of maneuver it all so that it becomes really versatile, which is what this car is really for. It's for, I mean, you could go cheaper and get something like a Datsun Go Plus, but I wouldn't recommend it.
So at 300,000 Rand, is it in, mm-hmm. in the ballpark with the other, the Avanza and the others that you mentioned that are in the same competitive space?
Yes, absolutely. They're all very, very much of much. I think the Ertiga is the only one that's like ever so slightly cheaper, but they're all in about this sort of range. And then, of course, they're potentially the sort of warranties and everything differ ever so slightly. I think if you go for any of them, you're going to get what you get. You know, you're not going to be disappointed by it. But I think the Expander being new and sort of just having a little bit more in terms of design and even the interior will just set it apart a little for me. I really enjoyed driving it. I wasn't, you know, I didn't hate having to sit with it for a week, which that can happen often.
And then you tell us about it, and we love those. Yes. Juliet Maguire, thank you very, very much indeed.